Matt Nixon talk from the state perspective about the update on what is happening here in Maine.
Thank you, Heather. All good to go?
Good to go.
All right. Well, as Heather said, my name is Matt Nixon. I'm with the State Planning Office Maine Coastal Program. I was asked to give a few updates on current activities in the state and I guess at the federal level as well. So I'll just start over the final months of the Baldacci administration, just a little bit of background information here. The state held several intergovernmental task force meetings with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement, also known as BOEM. These meetings were meant for thoughtful discourse on the potential for ocean energy development in the Gulf of Maine. In case any of you are sleeping, I hope my slide will wake you up. Most states on the Eastern Seaboard have engaged BOEM in this type of fashion, with some states actually having joint task forces as a result of prospective sites on the OCS, the Outer Continental Shelf, that might be lying adjacent to the two states' respective jurisdictions. Massachusetts and Rhode Island are a good example of this. They have their own joint task force. The Maine BOEM task force did not meet to discuss specific sites, though several large areas meeting some basic criteria that were reflected in the state's 25-megawatt RFP that Heather mentioned earlier, which included, some of those criteria included any area being at least 10 nautical miles from shore and inhabited islands, and having certain depth restrictions favoring deep water. These large areas were briefly discussed at the last task force meeting we had. At this point in time, the state fully expects any proposal coming as a response to the RFP from a potential developer to include an area or a site identified by the company itself. So anyone responding to that 25-megawatt RFP, we would suspect they would have an area in mind already. So as a result of this, the governor's office has begun the task of reappointing members of state government to the BOEM Maine Task Force. Previous members included commissioners from the Baldacci administration, et cetera, so new. As there are new commissioners, they have to be reappointed to this task force. The administration does see the potential that offshore wind has for the state of Maine in terms of jobs, reducing reliance on foreign energy, and eventually, most importantly, I have to emphasize eventually here, cheaper energy prices. The administration also sees Maine's current role right now as it relates to offshore energy in a purely research and development related light. Whether that R&D is through the UMaine test site off Monhegan that Heather mentioned, or through the PUC's 25-megawatt RFP for a floating demonstration project, obviously meeting the criteria I mentioned above. Over the last month, the state has also re-engaged with BOEM regarding the status of BOEM's Smart from the Start program and a previous proposal made by Maine for a pilot project, which was sort of tailored to the 25-megawatt RFP proposal as well. That would allow for the combination of certain processes that occur during a permitting decision. The state is continuing to collect relevant data, including human uses, information on areas important to coastal constituents and fishermen, vessel traffic data, and other biological and environmental data on species movement and habitat. The state also has begun mapping the ocean bottom with a high-resolution bathymetric equipment, a product that has been needed in Maine for quite some time. If you ever take a look at a mosaic of New England in terms of what parts of the bottom of the ocean have been mapped, Maine is pretty much a gaping hole compared to our Canadian neighbors to the north and southern New England. Finally, the state expects that over the course of the next 6 months, the BOEM Maine Task Force will reconvene for the purpose of discussing the results of the 25-megawatt RFP and any subsequent responses to it. And Heather, I'm going to hold off my outreach paragraph, if you will, until we actually get to that section, if that works for you.
That sounds great. Thank you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, since we're waiting for questions, can I ask you to jump into your outreach paragraph now?
I could certainly do that. That's pretty quick. Heather had also asked to ask me to provide a state perspective on outreach efforts right now, at least from the state level. So at this point, the state really considers its role is keeping of the many outreach efforts currently underway in both the academic and NGO communities throughout the state. If and when a definitive proposal is made to construct a pilot floating wind farm or another development, decisions will be made, I guess, at that point as to the extent of the actual involvement by the state, ensuring any accurate message and portrayal of current processes and events and listening to the results of current outreach efforts are the primary focus now. And done.
Thank you, Matt.